This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Scat kids.
I'm inspired.
This is a story of good triumphing over evil.
Prepare to be inspired.
We've worked for Infinity Broadcasting / CBS Radio / Westwood One
/ Viacom
/ CBS Radio through God knows how many idiots on our dump button. Buzz, is your thing turned on?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I just see you nodding, but I don't see you saying anything.
I don't want to get in your way.
Probably not my way, Buzz, because Wright is on our side today.
That's right.
Mike, you're just nodding, but I know your mic is
on. I'm just playing with you. That's what I'm doing, because he was nodding, I was nodding. But I don't want to take away from your inspiring story.
Exactly.
It's a great moment for all of us on this side of the glass.
Yes.
Yesterday, as it turns out, there was one case of someone violating the dumb button we didn't even know about.
Right. Overreacting would be the word I would use.
Well,
when a tool called the show and told a bad joke, and we did the whole thing, well, if we don't like the joke, you give out your phone number. Yeah.
The person says, yes, I give you my permission.
That was deleted out.
Ah.
Well, we fought the battle on that one. We won that one. That one won't happen again.
Amen.
But then there's the one that stopped the show on its ear yesterday.
That's right.
The one that none of us could understand.
None of us.
And if you have ever wondered, as I have, how lawyers can possibly look themselves in the mirror and charge $500 an hour, I tell you that they see back in the mirror hollowed skulls, because they are soulless folks who want $500 to listen to a tape and then say, oh, well, there's nothing wrong with that.
It was on a TV show, and it was a daytime TV show, and it had aired on that TV show. There's no harm in that.
There's no problem.
Huh.
Yeah, you're fine.
But yesterday,
yes,
we played the tape, and it was deleted.
Again and again and again, as though we were playing a tennis match with our board operator.
And then the lawyers making their $500 an hour all the time, looking like I'm looking at the set of Pirates of the Caribbean to Johnny Depp.
Yes, each and every morning, looking back at the Crypt Keeper.
That bony finger, looking like a skeleton, came across the table and said, play your tape.
Let it go. It's not a problem.
Yay.
We'll talk to the board operator to let him know.
And then begrudgingly, as we left Dead Man's Lock, David Jones Locker, Dead Man's Pier, what do they call it?
David Jones Locker.
David Jones Locker, you got it right.
Yeah.
Did you hear, Mike, as they said, as we left, they said, you were right this time.
But there will be other times. And we'll be watching.
Now, that will be $500, please.
That's right.
And you can pay by credit card, because there's a machine out front.
That's in the lobby.
There is.
In the lobby.
Really in the lobby.
It's actually there.
A credit card machine.
Mm-hmm. In the lobby of the lawyers. So, well, it turns out one time we had a conniption fit on the show, and it paid off.
Bravo.
Well, you know what? I really think we've had many, many conniption fits. Sometimes you have them. Sometimes I have them. Sometimes we both have them at the same time. This was everybody yesterday.
That's
I think
right.
We all knew that Wright was on our side.
Never was a cause so right.
We're playing a silly, stupid little tape. If we did anything that I don't approve of, I think we made that tape out to be funnier than it really was.
That's true.
Because well, it really wasn't all that funny.
The compromise that we've come up with is that well, we're going to take it back to, Mike, I don't know, I think it was a practice from one of your favorite countries, Iran.
Iran, yes.
Yeah, because I know that you were all for that guy coming over here. Uh-huh. What we did was we chopped off Greg's hand, and Kate hit the button on the guy with the phone, so we made it possible. Well, we made it impossible for her to have children.
Yeah, but the thing that's wonderful is that Greg's hand is going back home with Mahmoud Ahmadinejad.
But Kate's sterilization...
Is permanent.
It's forever.
That
forever.
Will not be a souvenir. Sorry. That'll just be somebody deprived of having children.
So anyway, we're now going to get, at the end of every segment, when we go to commercial, we're going to be given a list of things that were dumped out. So we know if we've been violated.
Yeah. And we'll what was said that didn't get to you? What was said that you did not enjoy? What was said that was deemed unacceptable by the censors so that they could not allow it to broadcast after it came out of our lovely mouths?
So big, gigantic meetings today. Everybody's got cufflinks, and everybody's got initials on their sleeve.
Except for us.
Yeah, us. I'm there in my Packers T-shirt. Mike is there wearing whatever that combination is you have on today.
I've got a lovely green T-shirt with a lovely sort of off-green pair of shorts. And my lovely Rob Spiewak Birkenstocks.
That really made it for me, because I thought the fact that I had on Packer socks would be enough to make us look like the total Nimrods we are. But
no, I kicked it over the top.
You did.
I really, when I come in wearing my Jesus sandals, you know, hey, it's still summertime weather. All right. It's still summertime temperatures, and I'm not caving in. If I lose 100 pounds, I'll modify my wardrobe.
Jesus was on our side.
Incidentally, I have a report on that since I'm thinking of it. I will give you a very honest up-to-date.
Oh, on the weight.
Oh, on your weight.
We're on Jesus.
Good news.
Okay, hold on. Mike's writing down something. Writing down some note. Oh, that's up 5 pounds.
I'm up five.
Up five.
That's the wrong way.
Thank you, Buzz. I'm aware of that.
Oh.
Well, Mike, don't take that.
Aware of that, Buzz.
Why'd you put your sunglasses?
Felt like it for a second.
It's intimidating.
Felt like it for just a teeny tiny second.
Don't take that bit of news and let that be the bad taste, the bile that is in your throat at the beginning of the show.
No, I won't let that bother.
Take
me.
This, my friend, because this now will run today, uncensored, in all of its innocent glory. Here we go.
We love to do it in different places than just our bedroom.
Yeah? That's
we
more
live
information
on the, we live
I
on
need.
The golf course. But okay. We live on the golf course, so we use the golf course at night.
That's too good. I was just too good. Because you know everybody wants to know what hole.
Yeah, I like it in its entirety. There it is. You didn't get a chance to hear it on our show yesterday.
There it is, everybody. That's how we fought back.
You would have heard it if you were doing your ironing watching Oprah.
We fought back the evil censors, and for the first time, we won.
I don't remember a win. That's our first win ever.
But we want
justice and righteousness.
Usually, censors, this is really the way it is in society as well. Censors are normally, allowed to, if they censor you, they're right.
That's, they get the
There's
last
really
word.
Never an argument.
Right.
And, we dug our heels in yesterday.
I think it's like when you get a retraction in the newspaper. Like when they write, Rob Spiewak beats his wife, and that's the headline. And then they find out that, it was just a simple argument.
It was Rob's wife beating him.
Then the next day, it's on page C3, and it's in very tiny print.
Yeah, the newspapers have gotten away with that for years. Kind of the same way. Well, not really the same way, because we have the power to shout from the highest mountaintop that we were victorious.
But the newspapers always do write about Carrie in the C-section.
They do, absolutely.
Section C.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
There's more.
She's my wife, and I love her much.
That's funny on a lot of levels.
It is.
C-section.
Oh, she's had a couple of them.
Right.
Is that when you guys fly, or when you go to the show,
that's
when
right.
you go to the theater,
right.
when you go to a football game, you're always in the C-section.
17C.
And any restaurant that you go to, you always order the cesarean salad.
That's right. And or she likes seafood.
Seafood.
And you know why you never get a cold?
Why is that?
Vitamin C.
Vitamin C is always around.
Yeah, I never have a cold, but I always feel like crap.
Having said that, you are with a capital C.
All right, let's go. The Don and Mike Show. And let's celebrate the other great victory yesterday.
Oh, how about this mistrial?
Hello! I told you, innocent all along.
Safe home, Phil Spector.
All of his wigs.
Didn't look all that happy with the mistrial. Had the same expression he had when he's been in the courtroom the whole time.
Daddy's coming home, Wiggs.
Clothing optional.
Yeah. about you, honey?
A lot of men have enjoyed seeing me naked.
What do you want, Regis?
Can I have some more vodka?
Hey, vodka.
And he prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
This might be the last day you hear this one.
Mommy boobies.
Oh, that one's a keeper.
Let's pick a phone and let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
How you doing, Paula?
I'm not happy.
Hi, Larry.
All right. A little quiet for Super Jock.
Hi, cooking guy.
Looks like baby vomit.
Right. Do I squeeze?
You screw me one more time, I'll squeeze your nuts till you're dead.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Tango!
All right, here's Big Aaron.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Oh. Well, hi, everybody. Hi. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
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 Welcome. Man, I love this music. This guy, man, he's a pistol.
Hi there, little brains. Not a Mike show. It's poop day. S-H-I Thursday. Get it?
Hey, feeling daring, are you?
Phone number.
Leave Benny alone.
Alone. I didn't mean to press that one, but as long as we press that one.
Leave Britney Spears alone right now.
No.
Right.
Yeah. Welcome back to What's the Buzz?
MF-er, I want more iced tea.
Wow.
Tapes are out of control. Phone number 877-365-3636. Same as it was yesterday. Hi, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show, and you are the first caller today. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Howdy, what's up?
Hello, hello.
Hey, I was listening to a promo the other day on for Prison Break.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
Do you know the actor's name? His name is Michael Scofield Jr.
What are you doing? Really, really, what are you doing?
He's getting the show off on a great start, Mike.
Yeah, that's his name, though. The actor on
Well, that really is his name, Michael Scofield.
Yeah, it's Michael Scofield
All right,
Jr.
You know what? You get some free pass because the actor's name really is Michael Scofield Jr.
Where is that thing, Robbie?
I might have deleted it.
Rob, can you explain?
Oh, you didn't delete that. No,
or will you explain to me later?
Alfonso Scofield Jr.
I am your father.
I'll explain to you later.
Yeah, let's talk to Don and Mike.
Yeah, this is Don and Mike. Hello there.
Hey. Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing very well. Thank you.
Good. Hey, your knowledge of old television shows has always blown me away. And I got a question for you, and I think Rob may actually know the answer here.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, all right.
Gilligan's Island. What was the skipper's real name in the show? Not his real name as an actor, but
look at him. He's not even hesitating. Rob's walking right up to the microphone.
Jonas Grumby. Come
oh
on.
My God.
Tax me. Tax me, baby. Tax me.
You got anything tougher than that, pal?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
The professor was Roy Hinckley.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Bring it.
Bring it.
Hi there.
Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up?
I was wondering if you could tell me, what was the episode of King of Queens you guys were on in the background?
It's titled The Funny One.
I haven't seen it.
No one has. The funny one.
It's in the box set. You'll see that they're all lined up by episode. It's like Doug goes to the laundry, Carrie has her period, Doug argues with Carrie, and then it says, The Funny One.
Well, it's actually in the bonus features section.
Starring Don and Mike.
Yeah, the funny one. Not on the regular schedule.
Isn't it the one where Jerry Stiller goes to jail and gets raped?
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
I like to die.
You like to fall out?
I did.
Hello, Fallout Boy. Hey, Don and Mike Show. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello.
How are you, sir?
You're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
I love the show, man. And I live in the D.C. area. I love you guys a lot.
Good. But thank you very much. We appreciate it.
I feel a butt coming on here.
Yeah, I can't quite get into why you play that clip of the Holly Hunter thing. It's just not that funny. She makes one little stupid mistake.
The Holly Hunter, we only play that at the beginning of Buzz's News. Right?
Are you talking about the honey one?
Welcome back to What's the Buzz?
You may know her as a cat of...
Are you done about that one?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's not Holly Hunter.
She is.
Oh, that's not that. She's interviewing Holly Hunter.
It's the lady who intros Holly Hunter.
Right.
And I inadvertently hit the button there in the open because I have 8,000 buttons here.
Right.
But we only play that tape once a day at 6 o'clock before we play the news.
Is it the lady that gets under your skin?
Well, no, it's just that she makes a tiny little blunder, and then you got to...
Oh, now hold on a second. Wait, wait, wait. If you're if you're saying she makes a tiny blunder, that entire tape is a train wreck.
She sucks.
She's not qualified to be on television.
Horrible.
It's awful. It's a train wreck of an introduction.
Are you listening to it closely? Listen to how bad she is.
Listen to it now. Here it is now.
Welcome back to What's the Buzz. You may know her as Academy Award-winning actress, but today she's here to talk about a new project on the small screen.
Two.
We're talking about the talented Holly Hunter
three
and a new TV drama series called Saving Grace. Holly, thanks so much for joining us.
One of the things you want to learn when you go into broadcasting is you can't read like you're reading in eighth grade. If you read like you read in eighth grade,
you don't have the education, and you can't hardly get a job.
Right. It's not that she makes a mistake.
Bye.
It's the fact that she's reading the whole time like that.
The whole thing is horrible.
It's like having to explain why the Oprah thing was funny. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Terrible.
How you doing?
Terrible. Hello.
Yeah, I want to know if you know that Anna Nicole Smith just died.
Anna Nicole.
Thank you.
Anna Nicole.
Thank you very hard.
Nice. That's like Survive Vagina.
I had two things I want to discuss right at the beginning of the show. First, and no time but the present to announce it, everybody, Buzz, you're going to be very happy.
All right.
One of the things that you talk about on the news finally happened to me.
Really?
My copy of Halo 3 is scratched.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you happy?
No, I'm not.
Are you happy now?
Not at all.
But you'd already been playing it.
Yep. Well,
wow.
It started to do wee-ju-ju-ju.
Must be defective.
Wee-ju-ju-ju-ju-ju. And then I put some other games in it to play perfectly. So hope you're happy. I know you love it when you have a story.
Not happy at all.
I know you love it when you have a story about something that somebody on the show has that they enjoy. And if
I don't have.
And if there's any bit of bad news about the product, you'd like to announce it.
Exactly.
So there you go.
He's the ultimate naysayer.
But the good news is they'll send you a new one.
Yeah. And
hey, what if they're all scratched?
Well, they can't all be scratched, Mike.
Why not?
You had said you didn't get the limited edition. I was reporting on the schmucks that paid the extra $10 for the limited edition.
Did you get the limited edition?
You didn't do that.
No. I just got the regular one.
Well, then
this tells me that the whole batch is defective.
Makes you wonder, doesn't it?
This is probably going to be another recall.
I didn't taste any lead paint, though.
I wonder where those DVDs were manufactured.
China, of course, and
China.
That's why I was temporarily worried as I was licking it clean.
Don't do that.
Don't lick the DVD.
Don't lick the DVD. Your DVD was made in Stockton, so that's the problem, right?
Or Modesto.
Stockton, China.
Chico. I got this at Chico Halo.
It was a bunch of imported Chinese workers from Folsom.
Do they love it there?
Actually, I think they were from, I'm trying to think of all the suburbs now.
We might have
got
them all
Chico,
covered.
Stockton, Modesto. What's another one?
There's one where the wine is. Isn't there a winery?
Well, there's a... I don't like to say that Napa is...
Not part of it?
No, not part of it.
No.
I'm trying... Boy, you know, now...
There
now,
are a bunch of them.
Those are the...
Davis.
Davis.
It was made in Davis.
Davis is where they had the cow, right?
Right,
with the empty stomach.
Yeah, a bunch of Chinese workmen in Davis.
Good bull.
And you know what? All the Chinese workmen, they get done making the DVDs, and they all have that big, cocaine fingernail. And they just run it right across the top.
Just scratch it.
They sign it in a Chinese character.
This get back at him now, good.
See how they like it.
So anyway, I returned the game. Whatever.
Hey, Ro.
I saw a bit of road rage gone bad on the way in today.
Really?
That I have to share with you. It was coming off 270.
Right.
The big, you know, major highway.
Very tough little merge there with a bunch of, like 11 lanes merging into one.
Onto Montrose Boulevard.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Onto Montrose Road, which is where our radio station is located. And right as you merge off the highway, 270, onto this four-lane highway that our radio station is on, they're doing construction.
Right.
So as soon as you come off the big highway... Mm-hmm. If you're going at any rate of speed at all, you're going to have to hit the brakes because as soon as you make that blind right-hand turn, a lot of times there are cars that are backed up.
And you go right into a major construction zone where they're changing the traffic pattern.
So if you drive most days on the same route, most commuters know this, you know to slow down when you get by this spot where 3 out of 5 days they're doing construction.
Right.
Well, I was watching a guy today, 3 cars in front of me, who obviously knew what was coming up and was slowing down. Mm-hmm. There was a guy that was... In front of me, but behind him.
Okay. So you got to witness the guy that was in back of the guy slowing down.
The guy behind me is absolutely going bananas.
He's honking. He's waving his hands.
Wonderful feeling when it's somebody else, isn't it?
Yeah. And I'm just watching.
Right.
I'm just watching. And we finally get to the point where we get off 270 and we make the right-hand turn. And now the guy that was being jerky sees why the guy in front of him was slowing up.
Safety first.
Because they've got that big, gigantic arrow
right.
that's flashing saying the two lanes are going to be going down to one.
Sure.
So the jerky guy decides that what he's going to do is try to pass the guy that was in front of him.
Wow, that's tough. So he's going to do it before you get to the single lane?
Crazy. He's doing it right as it goes from one lane to two lanes and then right back to one lane again.
Oh, so he's doing it right when you get on to Montrose Road.
Right. And
because it shuts down to one lane very quickly thereafter.
And to do this move, normally you would have to look behind you and give like an okie doke mm-hmm. to the guy behind you, like, yeah. wow, I've screwed up. Please let me in.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Well, the old guy who had been getting the high beams and getting the stuff, he's not going to let the guy in.
Right.
Uh-oh.
So his now job. The jerky guy is to the side of the road, and he cannot merge into traffic.
And you're right. You're the next car.
I'm right behind.
The witness.
And I see the guy that cannot merge into traffic yelling because we're going 5 miles an hour.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And he picks up a big gulp. This is like something you would read about in the newspaper.
Oh, no.
Somebody throwing something, except it's maybe the greatest thing I've ever seen. He throws it. And his window is only half open. He didn't even get one drop of it outside his car.
So he's just out of his mind. That's why he made that kind of stupid move.
It was so great. The guy was, but because.
And you got a front row seat because right after he threw it there, you're on top of
yeah,
him.
Yeah, and the light turned green.
Did you make eye contact with the guy?
Everybody did. And yeah. and it was that, it was the situation then where no one would let him in.
Right.
Because he was the one guy that
and he was throwing a tantrum.
He was in the merge area where he shouldn't have been. Uh-huh. Everybody saw him doing this all the way up the ramp. And then I'm telling you, so great to see this guy because I'm watching him as the old guy won't let him in. And you just hear beep, 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 beep. And he's looking and he's yelling. And the old guy has got tunnel vision, just looking straight ahead. And then you see the guy, he holds up like the McDonald's cup, whatever it is. Hey, hey. And he goes like this. Whoosh! And all over the inside of his car. Oh,
there you go.
Beautiful.
There's karma. A lesson to be learned there, isn't there?
There karma. You go.
You're supposed to take care of that road rage. You're supposed to keep it all bottled up.
Thank God it wasn't
think,
me.
Haven't you, and I know I have. Have you mellowed as far as that type of situation? I'm very aware of it, of trying to keep it in check yeah. now.
Try.
I don't nearly wig out as much as I can. And what's amazing to me, if you're talking about Montrose Road, which is right near the radio station, it's very amazing to me that... anyone would be old and driving slowly around that neighborhood.
I hear you.
Jesus.
It's the best artery to get to Bagel City.
It's you know what? If you want to really have a slice of heaven, drive up Montrose Road to the Cemetery Giant. And then and then have somebody beep their horn at you because they're 6 miles to the right and they're coming down the main drag at the parking lot and you pull out in front of them. And even though they'll get to you in the year 2011, they're still going to beep the horn at you.
Right. Now, here's
And what was great about the guy that threw the thing was he had, I have no idea what kind of car it is, it's that new kick-ass Pontiac.
Okay, the G6?
Nice. The one that looks like a race car.
I think that's a G6.
Nice.
Yeah.
And he had the window, the passenger side window, down about halfway.
Idiot.
And just didn't have the coordination.
Hope he had leather upholstery. and I hope it was a regular sugary soda.
Yeah.
Not a diet soda.
Maybe and grape.
Everybody, like I said, drove by. Mike, you asked if everybody eyeballed him.
Right.
Yes, because everybody that drove by gave him a look of shame, myself included. Like,
shame on
like,
you.
Oh, no. I'm not going to let you in.
No, Mr. High Strung.
I'm not going to let you in.
Besides, you were picking on the elderly.
Here's a Montrose Rose riddle for all of us.
All right.
We've moved into this facility in July of last year.
Right. Yep.
Has any progress been made on Montrose Road since we've been here?
I think the same amount of progress has been made on Montrose Road as has been made in our studios. I mean, really? Wouldn't you say that it's almost identical?
I would disagree. I would say that there is more done on Montrose Road.
You're right.
Than in our studios.
Right. I just say, I wonder when we're going to start pulling this off the walls.
Consistent construction for 18 months almost.
Right. You know, it sounds like it could be a good movie title. You've heard of The Bourne Identity?
Yeah.
How about The Lockridge Project?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
in widescreen?
It's a mystery.
Hello, Don and Mike show. A Brown Crown production.
Yes, sirree. Oh, boy. Those will be some fun fight scenes.
Skidmark Productions brings you Jeff Lockridge, Tony Diggs, in the sumo wrestling battle that you've waited for.
And I, as I put up my director's thumbs, you know, as I'm framing the shot, I see the final shot, of course, would always be the car decorated like a Christmas tree driving away.
That's right.
Fire.
That's right, because our engineer, Jeff, during the holiday season, he's one of these guys that his car seriously looks like a real life Christmas tree.
I always like the way directors do that with their thumbs, where they frame they frame the shot. Right.
And what I'd like is, I guess not a sumo movie. I'd like the movie 300, just where they would just be fighting and without their shirts on,
just engineers. And what we would do is we would CGI, you know, different chests and stomachs on them. So they'd all have – now, that 300, that's all CGI, right? Their bodies are CGI,
that's
right?
Entirely like –
those guys don't all have, six-pack abs like that.
Weather guy blue screen. I don't know about that. I do know that –
If you look at it closely when you're looking at 300, you'll see that their stomachs are kind of like almost cartoon-like. They kind of float a little bit.
We might start out shooting for 300, but it might end up looking like the Polar Express.
Big fun head by all.
Well, hold on. I don't get that.
Just, you know, sort of gummy and round, not tough.
Yeah.
Just soft.
Everybody would look like the elves, you know, with their round faces and the but I thought you were going to say, seriously, we'd start out at 300, and I think we might end up at 600.
That's
the better of the two jokes,
that's what
Rob.
We'll call it.
I hate to trump you on that one.
No,
but.
You will.
Mike, I hate to trump you. Yes. I think it's more like 7.
750.
Sold.
750.
Sold. The new thriller from Skidmark Productions.
Yeah, baby.
750.
I'm actually going to bring a crew in here and get this thing finished. I'm going to get this thing finished.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Get what? The inside of the studio done?
Yeah. If you get some finishing carpenters, that's all it takes.
Hello there, Don and Mike. What's up?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don, what's going on?
Hi there.
Hey, I got a question for you about Madden.
Yep.
I'm actually heading out to Vegas for a tournament this weekend that I won. You know, we won the tournament here in locally, D.C.
Cool.
So,
how much money do you get to play for out there?
I'm sorry?
What's the prize? What's the booty?
Well, if you win, you get to get on the, that tour bus that's going on.
Oh, the ESPN show? Okay. All right. Well, listen, then you are really king of the nerds, but go ahead. I'm into it, so lay it on
me. Isn't that going to take away from your job as superintendent of the school system?
Mike, stop it. This guy's living a fantasy.
Sorry.
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Haven't you seen that stupid ESPN show where they get the six idiots wearing the jerseys driving around from city to city, and they talk smack to each other on the bus like, you know, Yo, San Diego's never going to cover New Orleans. Nobody comes into my house.
And where's it going to be held? Is it going to be held at some big sports bar out there?
It's out in Mandalay Bay.
Oh, it's at Mandalay. Okay, very good.
All right.
So go
to the topless pool while you have a break.
Yeah.
What is the best, for you when you play? Do you play All-Pro? Do you play Madden?
I play all Madden.
Okay, you play all Madden.
Is that the top of the level?
Yeah, it's like It's like any game. You start with the easiest, but you go to the top. You should find out. I bet at the tournament they play all Madden.
Now, we get to choose which teams we want to play as. Now,
well, who do you play as?
Well, my first team would be the Pats, and then my second team would be the Colts. And then
aren't we really talking about the wrong video game?
No.
I mean, you were talking – I mean, the hot video game now is Halo 3.
Right.
And I couldn't get the Halo 3.
Oh, were they sold out of it?
I got the Hispanic version, J-Lo 3. It's only in Spanish, but it's great. It's great. It features Mark Anthony.
Listen, I'll speak to you as a serious gamer. If at this point you don't know who your team is, you don't have a chance of winning. And goodbye.
Bye!
I'm sorry. I don't have any respect for someone who doesn't take the art of gaming, especially if you're going to Vegas. Uh-huh.
That'd be a great trip for you. You'd dig that.
Yeah.
You'd go mental
bus.
For that.
Yeah. I seriously
go out
would.
To Mandalay Bay. You got the pool. You got your cigar bars out there. And then you play Madden all day long.
The only problem would be all those punks you got to play against.
Yeah, you'd probably get into a fight.
Because all of those guys on the bus, if you've ever seen that show on ESPN, when they're on the bus, they virtually get into fistfights. Like you said, they do the chest bumping, and it's like, you cannot possibly stop me. You know, some punk kid.
Yeah, but see, we're at the age now where they're all punks. Anybody under the age of 40 is a punk now.
That's right.
I mean, everybody is a punk. That's just the way it is now. Now, there are different degrees of respect that the punks give you,
sure,
but they are most definitely all punks. Everybody's a punk.
No, but I'd say that these cats on this Madden show are definitely
super punks.
But they're punks, and I would put their age at prime punk age.
25?
Like, I'd say a little below that.
Yeah. Like 22, 23?
Like maybe right on the cusp of 21.
Oh, yeah.
For a lot of these guys.
You know, if you want to avoid punks, you just got to go where there are women. Because the women are so far. These guys, this is such a helmet club. This is such a sausage factory. And there really are, you know, outside of like what would be the equivalent of the ring card girls, you know, that on those shows, that's the only time you see any chicks. You don't see any hot women on these shows
at all.
On
the Madden shows?
Yeah.
No, you know why? Because
they're not even in the bar where these guys are playing.
That's wrong.
It's maybe the worst concept ever for a TV show.
It is.
That you get guys on a bus, and having said that, I watch it. You get guys on a bus, and you watch them playing a video game while they're driving on a bus.
This is worse than, you know, when poker became a phenomenon on television.
I know.
When you really think, and I saw some stand-up comedian that was doing a bit about it, you're really watching people play cards. Imagine how far we've fallen. We're watching people play cards.
Uh-huh.
Hey, he's got pocket aces. Wow, we'll be right back.
And why isn't all of the poker stuff is in high def?
Mm-hmm.
You know? Meanwhile, I want to watch a game or something,
right?
And it's not in high def, but NBC has pulled out like every high def camera they've got in the world for some schmucks playing poker I never heard of before.
It's the world of high def that's kind of disjointed right now. I mean, you won't be able to see, you know, the great game in high def, but you'll be able to see the women's soccer match in high definition. Whoopee!
Hello, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hi, is this me?
Used to be.
Sorry about that.
Instant disqualification. But, can't say that. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don, I wanted to bring up those Eagles uniforms again, if I could.
Sure.
Well, you know, the first thing I thought when I saw that was Garcia would have loved them.
Oh, we're going to play the Jeff Garcia is a fag thing.
Yeah, but Jeff Garcia is not a fag.
No, Jeff Garcia has a girlfriend who is hot as Playboy Bunny Bowl.
Really, probably. And not just Playboy Bunny hot, but she's beyond Playboy hot. Hot she is.
And wow. Since T.O. started that talk about him, he may have actually traded in and
gotten a new one.
He might be on his third supermodel now.
Yeah, he is a stud muffin. He truly is.
Jeff Garcia sounds it, but he definitely is not.
Wonder who Eli Manning is dating. And I just thought of that. Who's the girl on Ugly Betty?
America Ferrara.
America Ferrara.
There you go.
Yeah.
No, I think he's probably dating Dwight from The Office.
Yeah, that would be better.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. You know, I hold on a second. They're on the phone. I got a major shift as well in my TV viewing habits.
Yeah.
It happens after a while. I realized that I was looking in the paper today, seeing, Thursday night.
Yeah.
CSI, Thursday night. The Office.
Mm-hmm.
Which do I watch? Which do I TiVo?
Right.
It used to be watch CSI, TiVo The Office.
Yeah.
Now it's watch The Office and TiVo CSI.
All right, question for
that's
you.
Dramatic.
If I'm going to jump on this Office bandwagon, you think I could do it with the season premiere tonight and
yes.
really
yeah.
not miss a beat?
Yeah. You don't. All you need to know is that Jim and Pam are getting together.
Just be patient with it and you'll love it.
All right.
I wish you'd reconsider.
Why?
Because I need someone to call during the 9:30 break. And talk about Jim Brass and talk about his hat and all that.
See, you don't like change. You fear change more than he fears.
The office will keep, and also you'll be able to breeze through that office tomorrow morning in 40 minutes.
You know what? I am starting to burn out on CSI. It is finally happening.
Oh, I don't know.
That's inevitable. It's going to happen. It is going to happen.
Wow, that's big.
Can you just try it tonight? Maybe it'll be like seeing an old friend.
No, my night is already planned.
Might I recommend Cold Case? A fine substitute.
Cold Case is not even on Thursday night.
I know,
Mike.
It's on Sunday nights. But Cold Case has the incredible translucent woman.
Oh, that's right. You can almost see
You can see through her.
That's true.
You literally can see, you know, you can see it's like those fish that you can see their organs.
Uh-huh. You have to light her from behind.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's a glass fish.
Well, Don, should something go horribly wrong and things change, call.
I will. That chick that you say is see-through.
Yeah, I don't know what her name is. I don't know the actress.
She's very hot. I think she's in the movie with Ben Affleck where Ben Affleck goes through a time machine and they erase his memory.
You're an Affleck connoisseur, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
If Affleck's in
I'm just
it, you
a guy that watches
it.
A lot of TV, Mike.
And you watch a lot of movies, too.
Yes, yeah. I do. Yeah.
You, I mean, you're not going to... If you hear a bad review, you're not going to skip it. You're going to log time with it.
Yeah, I'll watch it. I think the movie might be Paycheck.
Paycheck.
Maybe with Ben Affleck.
Right. I have no idea.
Catherine Harris is the woman.
Catherine Morris.
I'm sorry. Catherine Morris.
Do you think that Affleck's best role, though, is Superman? In the
Clooney movie?
No, not in the Clooney movie. The Hollywood Land.
That's what I mean. Because he produced it, right? Yeah, the George Clooney movie, Hollywood Land.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't
movie.
Know. I think Ben Affleck, seriously, I think he's a tool, but I like him in Dogma.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You know, there are a couple movies he's all right in.
He is pretty good in that movie. I mean, it's the first time I've ever seen him jump out of that Ben Affleck stereotype. The Ben Affleck stereotype, in my opinion, is a Boiler Room, you know, where he plays that slick E-boy. And I thought he was terrific in Hollywoodland. And I like that guy, Adrian Brody, too. He's terrific.
And Mrs. Affleck is looking very frightening nowadays.
Yeah, Jennifer Garner. Yeah. Hello, Jennifer Garner. This is The Wall.
Beat you up.
She's cut. Say hi to The Wall. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there. What's up?
Hey, I actually wanted to ask Buzz a question.
All right.
If Buzz, are you reporting any news stories on a ninja this evening?
I have not received any ninja reports thus far.
Would you allow me to tell one then?
Ninja sighting?
Would this be breaking ninja news?
Depends on how good it is.
From the Ninja News Network.
Why don't you begin?
No. New York local news has been reporting there have been 11 home break-ins by a home thief, a robber, dressed as a ninja and wielding young nunchucks.
Wow. Well, thank you for the tip. I will look into that.
What is it, Cindy Adams, the columnist for either the Post or the Daily News? Only in New York, kids?
Only in New York.
I have a superb who would you do. I think this is the best one I've come up with in a long time.
Lay it on me.
All right, you've got Jennifer Garner.
Yes, sir.
Or Hillary Swank.
Wow.
Isn't that a good one? That is a very good one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Garner. Hillary Swank is a man, baby.
Every now and then on the red carpet, she would wear a dress where you would see her cans. But other than that.
But that's awfully close.
What about you, Rob?
I think I might have to go Swank.
Swank. Okay. Yeah.
Garner's good magazine, though.
I always like the mag.
Yeah. Great
magazine. You know another singer who I like as a dirty girl? And I don't mean like dirty, like, ooh, she does dirty things, but like I think she's dirty like Britney is dirty, like she needs a bath.
But you still like her anyway?
Yeah. KT Tunstall.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tunstall.
Yeah. Love her.
Yeah. Her albums are great. I saw her on VH1 last night.
Uh-huh.
Close Up. Doing a new song.
Yeah. Where they're popping into my head. KT Tunstall. Or Amy Winehouse.
Oh, KT Tunstall. Hillary Swank before Amy Winehouse rehab.
I think Amy Winehouse, you might come back with something.
I might do John Waters before I do Amy Winehouse.
You always have said that.
But the thing that totally disgusted me, also made me, this is weird that I feel this way about her.
Uh-huh.
KT Tunstall, okay? I like that. I like all of her songs. I like, suddenly I see. Yeah.
KT Tunstall or Joss Stone?
Joss Stone.
Yeah, Joss Stone. Thank you.
Especially since last night when I saw her performing a new song, that chick don't shave her underarms.
Oh!
And it's not like
she's not a foreigner.
And it's not like KT Tunstall. She is from...
Is she from another country?
She's from Scotland or something.
Oh,
like
she
that.
Is. Okay, all right.
And it's not like she just had, like, the stubble. She had...
The full growth?
It was like her bush underneath her arms.
Well, that's what guys' arms look like.
And she also appeared to maybe have one or two pimples.
Oh, really?
Very young. Very cute. Very young.
Yeah, that's the sound of Buzz working his computer.
Yeah,
when Buzz like generating pictures.
I can only find this tiny face shot of her, but darn, she's cute. Look at that.
Dirty though, in that Drew Barrymore kind of.
That's not KT Tunstall.
No, that's Joss Stone.
Right. Oh yeah, no.
I'll get you your Tunstall.
The thing that I don't like about Joss Stone is not the way that she looks; it's her whole rap, her whole singing. It's like I'm another one of the young performers, and I'm going to wow you with a voice that sounds like it comes from a 40-year-old soul patrol expert.
Hey, 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 Bobby McGee.
Oh, Janice. Sweet Janice.
Oh, now there was a lady.
Sweet JJ.
There was smell like puke.
She shaved, at least.
Yeah, she did.
Hello, Dynamite.
Well,
Show.
Some of the time.
Hello.
Hey, Dynamite.
Hey.
Shaved her face.
What's up?
Yes, it's you, sir. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, guys. Captain Morse was in Paycheck at the beginning, where Affleck gets his first paycheck from not remembering something, and then he hooks up with her right there in the interrogation room.
I thought so. She's cute in that movie. She's cute. She's cuter in that movie than she is in that Cold Case show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, she was really hot in that movie because she wasn't in very long, so you didn't have to put up with her crappy acting.
I'm just commenting on her beauty, my friend.
You know, I think there's a school that they all go to on those cop shows that are all over television, and it's the I'm a cool cop school of acting, where you actually have that total, almost monotone, nothing gets you excited. They use it on CSI. They use it on Law & Order.
Yep.
They use it on Cold Case. It's the cop way, where they're just really like, well, what time was the time of death? I don't know. It's not true. Well, we might as well get back to the station right now. Everything's good. It's like Jackie Mason. Whoa, what's wrong? Yeah, the lady's dead. Yeah.
I think it's the Caruso influence.
Probably.
I truly do, because even Gary Sinise, who's a pretty talented actor in his own right, he seems to have, you're looking at me like David Caruso.
Anytime you mention Caruso, I have to cock put the sunglasses
head.
On.
And cock your head.
Well, we're going to find out something else, and you're going down for it.
Bum, 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 bum.
Caruso.
And Gary Sinise, like I said, the same way. Pretty good actor, but then when I watch the CSI show, he's doing exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
Everything is like, hey, wow, this is really a bad crime scene.
Right.
It's a good thing I'm such a smart guy. How did I end up on this set? Hey, while we're swabbing this DNA, do you know that I really had legs in Forrest Gump? They just made it look like I didn't.
Don't you wish that Gary Sinise would put a little bit more of Lieutenant Dan into his role on CSI New York? Yeah. I'd love to see that.
Lieutenant Dan!
You ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dan. I know that.
Even though we both hate Forrest Gump, there are times during Gump I watch and I laugh because sometimes, I know we've said that it takes, I've said specifically, it takes no talent to play a retarded guy.
Right.
No talent for an actor to play a retarded guy. Tom Hanks, in some scenes.
I like it when I go right.
In some scenes, he's pretty good. He's not a bad retard. Like in the scene,
it was just the reason we went against that movie is we both thought it was overhyped.
Yes.
Yeah. It was completely overhyped, and we also didn't buy into the fact that, you know, this incredible script.
All
hey,
of
real
these
hard
things
to write
happen
the, you know, S happens, you know, and he happens to be there, you know, at the Vietnam protest, and he's a veteran of Vietnam, and then he comes up with, was it Apple? Was that his big stock purchase that he made?
Yeah, and you mentioned the S Happens shirt. And, and Bubba Gum Shrimp, of course, he becomes a billionaire.
Yeah, that sucked.
But I do remember one specific scene where he's about to marry his Jenna.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just standing there, and Lieutenant Dan comes out. Lieutenant Dan! You got legs!
That's where he gets his prosthetics.
And goddamn if that doesn't make me laugh.
Sure. It's got its moments.
Uh-huh. And also when Jenny takes off her bra.
Well, sure.
And he loses it.
And he kind of goes, and it's over.
Jenny.
I didn't mean to do that.
Jenny.
Nice house he's got, though, down south, isn't it?
Sure.
The Gump house. Always loved that house.
The Gump plantation.
The Gump plantation where he's got the little porch where you can walk to the other bedrooms from the outside.
Oh, now that we're on the topic of Gump, which I haven't seen for a long time, I remember how you and I could get so wound up. I know another scene that pissed us off when that movie came out.
Which one?
The one where he's drinking all the Dr. Pepper and he's going to meet JFK.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got to.
And they do the clutch cargo mouths on.
I have to go take a pee right now, JFK.
And then you see John F. Kennedy. They cut away to him laughing. No, there's a lot of new technology in that movie that they were trying out CGI-wise that was, that they went overboard
Not
with.
Not perfected.
Right. No.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. I'm like, how you guys doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah, I was just going to say that somebody should watch The Office with Mike so he knows when to laugh.
Well, it doesn't have a laugh track, Mike.
You mean so it'll be so far over my head that I won't know how to laugh?
Yeah.
Because normally if I'm going to go see a comedy for the first time, I like to have somebody sitting next to me and they just give me a gentle pinch on my wrist so I can guffaw. I'm going to ignore that. I think that was a dig call.
I
was a dig call, and I like to reach through the phone and grab that guy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey.
Did you guys see The View this morning?
Did I?
Did I?
Oh, I'm telling you.
Of course, while I was in the bathtub.
Elizabeth Hasselbeck does this impersonation, and she's pregnant. It's so hot of how Tim, her husband, comes and tries to, like, get with her, but she has trouble moving around because of her gigantic stomach.
Oh, okay.
And it's so Ooh. Hot.
All right. That would work. That's
Thank
a good
you.
Sell right
Thank
there.
Thank you.
Mommy boobies. Mommy boobies. Mommy boobies. Mommy boobies. Mommy boobies.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also
and
a toilet.
Mommy boobies.
Also, Barbara Walters says the C word like 5 times.
Sure she does.
Oh, Elizabeth, stop being such a C.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air. Don and Mike, what's happening?
Yeah, I wanted to ask, Don, around what level did your game start to lag in Halo?
Level 2.
Really?
Yeah, why?
Because my game started to lag, I think, around level 4, the Tusk of a Highway.
My game started to lag when I was in my mid-30s.
How did your game start to lag when Carla bought you that thing?
Yeah, that's exactly. That started to lag big time. I looked like the lightsaber in Family Guy.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
I was curious if you guys watched Kitchen Nightmares last night.
I've got a TiVo. And I watched.
Looks like baby vomit.
I watched the first one, but Rob tells me that last night's was incredible.
Really?
Oh my God, it was funny.
Oh, good. I can't wait to watch it tonight.
You know, Wayne the Safe.
Yeah, Wayne made it. I know Wayne made it. Yep, sure. Wayne is safe for another week.
Although I don't have the patience for Dancing with the Stars.
It's terrible.
It's too much filler.
Right there. Those last notes right there. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. That to me says it all about Dancing with the Stars.
They had Dolly Parton, and they had some guy that they brought out like as the world's greatest dancer. Mm-hmm. And to me, he seemed like one of those guys that you would see on the street in New York.
It was Savion Glover.
And
he does
maybe
the telephone
you would,
a lot.
Maybe you'd throw him a buck if you were feeling hospitable. He's one of those guys that wants to be in Stomp.
It's just, it doesn't do it for me. There's too much filler and too much padding, and there's not enough drama.
I don't think American Idol even has tried to do an hour result show for one elimination.
But
I mean,
the thing about, here's
horrible.
The difference between Dancing with the Stars and American Idol. American Idol, everybody in America has the capability to judge singers.
Right. Yeah.
We all do. Nobody in America has the ability to judge dancers. Right. I don't know if they're missing, you know, if their legs are too far apart. I don't understand that.
We're
I don't know how to judge them.
All dancers. Yeah. And we all know. And
some of those female dancers, though, are really super turbo.
That's
hot.
The only reason to watch it.
That's the
but when the judges come on and they say, now you didn't do the step. When you're doing a tango, you're supposed to put, you didn't do your last spin. It's very similar to figure skating judging, and I don't understand that either.
Did anybody else pick up on the self-loathing last night with Bergeron?
Bergeron.
At one point when he had to read a commercial and he said, oh, there you go. The promo's done.
Is he still working with Drew Lachey?
Yes.
Oh, God. Talk about hell. Welcome to hell.
And that guy reminds me of the queer guy from Jay Leno's show.
Ross?
Yes.
Ross the intern?
Ross the intern. Oh, and Buzz, you know what I saw on eBay?
What did you see?
I saw that Jay Leno is selling his entire set.
I'm not surprised.
It's for charity.
Wow.
For charity.
If only I wanted any part of it.
Do you think we could actually buy it and move it into here?
Well, the question is, who would want it more? Would Buzz want it more? Or would Rob want it more?
Well, it's Leno, so Buzz would not be as into it as Rob, who is.
However, it is TV talk, and that's Buzz's thing. But
it's tempting, but no, I'll pass on Leno's stuff.
Rob, you would probably be like Kramer, right? When he wanted the set for. What was that set Kramer wanted?
He had the Merv Griffin set from 78. But you know what? I got no interest in the Leno set either.
Yeah. I'll take Conan's set.
I'll take the mic. Mm-hmm. That's it. I mean, it's just gob.
And you know who really is an unsung hero, I think, late night television? I think Ferguson.
Yeah,
is absolutely
very good broadcast.
Fantastic. I mean, that is a guy that can do a monologue for 40 minutes on nothing and be hysterically funny.
Yeah. Charming guy.
He is really terrific. I'd like to see him move up on the talk show ladder, but I don't think it's going to happen.
$11,000 current bid for Jay Leno's set.
Now, when they say the set, are we talking about just the desk and are we talking about all those?
The desk, the guest ultra suede chair,
right,
and a matching couch.
Right. What else?
That has had the ass of Oprah, Denzel, and Angelina Jolie on it. Oh. Also, a seldom used ottoman, two cocktail tables, and a chocolate brown wool area rug.
I got to have the backdrop or the whole thing's worth it.
Yep, the backdrop has to go. Yeah, the Hollywood backdrop.
That's right.
Yeah, that would be good. The best thing you could get would be Johnny's rainbow curtain.
Yes.
That would be great.
Now, here's a real question for you. Seriously.
All right.
If you did get that, Buzz, would you sit at home?
Yes,
and
I would.
Be Rupert Pupkin.
I would permanently set
would
it up.
Would you pretend in, to would, have a TV
yes.
show?
I would permanently set it up in my basement with cameras.
Marsha!
Do you need a sidekick?
You're welcome.
I'd love to come over.
Come ahead. I'd like to have you all as guests on my show.
That's the classic Rupert Pupkin when he's doing the show in his basement.
You would have to do this thing.
You would have to have cardboard cutouts of us.
And now, please welcome the new king of comedy, Rupert Pupkin.
Rupert, turn it down. Turn it. Lower it. Lower it. It's too loud.
I love that. You know, that movie is never, ever on regular cable. You never see that at all.
Great, you know what you can see almost every day?
What?
Hope floats.
Thank goodness for that.
You know what else floats? Bowel movements.
Uh-huh. Sometimes.
Well, Hollywoodland is all over, too. You see that a lot. That's fantastic.
All right, let's do one of these if we got a good one.
King of Comedy.
Here we go.
Hi, Eliza. Jerry.
Okay. All right, so this is Rupert Pupkin, and he has a fake TV set, and he's pretending he's talking to a cardboard cutout of Liza Minnelli.
Uh-huh. Tell you, every time you come back from a tour, I don't know what it is, but there must be something in the air or the tour. It really becomes you. It's like you become rejuvenated. I don't know what it is. Isn't that so, everybody? Isn't that so? Hey, that's good, too. I'll tell you, it's amazing.
Crowd
is wild. You look wonderful. And, yeah, I know. You look wonderful, too, Jerry. I wasn't leaving you out. Bruh. Yeah. Oh, Jerry, I love this guy. Always coming up with these great lines. I love him. I love him. He's wonderful. You're wonderful. I don't know what I'd do without you.
Rupert, the bus is here. It's early. Try to be on time for once.
I can't believe this. I gotta go now. Yeah, I gotta catch a bus. Jerry, take care of yourself, baby. Be good. Good luck in Rio. So let's get on with the show, The Best of Rupert Pupkin. So close your eyes and imagine it's exactly 6 o'clock. You're standing in the wings and we hear Lou Brown and the orchestra strike up your theme song.
It's a tape recorder.
Yeah.
A cassette player.
From New York, it's the Jerry Langford Show with Jerry's guests, Richard Pryor, Ben Gazzara, Elizabeth Ashley, Carol Burnett,
and the comedy find of the year, making his television debut, Rupert Pupkin, the new
Rupert.
King of comedy.
Rupert, are you crazy?
Say
what's
hello
the matter
to
with you?
Jerry.
Ah, Mom. You fell asleep. Lower it. What's the matter with you?
Mom!
Take it easy. Lower it.
I'm not going to lower it. I have to do this now.
I don't mind you playing it, but lower it.
All right.
That is great.
We got a break when we come back. Chloe from 24.
Hey.
What's her real name, Robbie?
It is Mary Lynn Rice.
That's her. We'll talk to her in just a moment.
This is the Don and Mike Show.